He fired at a German in the field. The enemy soldier seemed to duck. Lipton fired again. His target did not move. Not certain that the carbine had been zeroed in, Lipton aimed into the dirt just under the man's head and squeezed off another round. The dirt flew up right where he aimed. Lipton now knew that the carbine sights were right and his first shot had killed the man. He began aiming and firing as fast as he could from his shaky position. Lieutenant Compton was armed with a Thompson submachine gun that he had picked up during the night. He got it from a lieutenant from D Company who had broken his leg in the jump. Using all his athletic skill, he successfully crawled through the open field to the hedge, Guarnieri and Malarkey alongside him. The Germans were receiving fire from the machine gun to their left, from Lipton and Ranney to their rear, and from Winter's group in their front. They did not notice Compton's approach. When he reached the hedge, Compton leaped over and threw it. He had achieved complete surprise and had the German gun crew and infantry dead in his sights, but when he pulled the trigger on the borrowed Tommy gun, nothing happened. It was jammed. At that instant, Winters called, "Follow me," and the assault team went tearing down the hedge toward Compton. Simultaneously, Guarnieri leaped into the trench beside Compton. The German crew at the first gun, under attack from three directions, fled. The infantry retreated with them, tearing down the trench away from Compton, Guarnieri, and Malarkey. The Easy Company men began throwing grenades at the retreating enemy. Compton had been an All-American catcher on the UCLA baseball team. The distance to the fleeing enemy was about the same as from home plate to second base. Compton threw his grenade in a straight line, no arch, and it hit a German in the head as it exploded. He, Malarkey, and Guarnieri then began lobbing grenades down the trench. Winters and his group were with them by now, firing their rifles, throwing grenades, shouting, their blood pumping, adrenaline giving them Superman strength. Wynne was hit in the butt and fell down in the trench, hollering over and over, "I'm sorry, Lieutenant, I goofed off, I'm sorry." A German potato masher sailed into the trench, everyone dived to the ground. "Joe, look out!" Winters called to Toya. The grenade had landed between his legs as he lay face down. Toya flipped over. The potato masher hit his rifle and tore up the stock as it exploded. But he was uninjured. "If it wasn't for Winters," Toya said in 1990, "I'd be singing high soprano today." Winters tossed some grenades down the trench, then went tearing after the retreating gun crew. Private Lorraine and Sergeant Guarnieri were with him. Three of the enemy infantry started running cross-country, away toward Brecourt Manor. "Get 'em!" Winters yelled. Lorraine hit one with his Tommy gun. Winters aimed his M1, squeezed, and shot his man through the back of his head.